From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 23rd. On-chain and off the five stories saying today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Bitcoin drops below $76,000, wiping out $100 million in long positions. The recent Bitcoin sell-off highlights the risks of high leverage in volatile markets, potentially deterring future bullish speculation. The post-Bitcoin drops below $76,000, wiping out $100 million in long positions appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, second, from Be in Crypto, Arthur Hayes shares surprising tip on stocks, gold, and Bitcoin. BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes delivered a blunt message to investors following a sudden market surge, telling Crypto Banter host Rand Nooner that avoiding risk assets right now would be foolish. His comments came just after the US Treasury moved to double the size of its debt buybacks. Note, Arthur Hayes' recent crypto trading actions have been anything but exemplary. Be in Crypto published an extensive analysis of his publicly known wallets. KOL comments and discussions shouldn't be considered as investment advice. Up next, third, from Crypto Potato, Franklin Templeton wins SEC staff relief for its $721 million on-chain fund. Franklin Templeton is preparing to put tokenized assets inside its conventional mutual funds and ETFs, Bloomberg reported on Thursday, 8 days after SEC staff cleared the firm to hold a $721 million blockchain-based money market fund. In those portfolios, Franklin characterizes relief as the first U.S. regulatory clearance for digitally native products inside conventional funds. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, Senate to vote on Clarity Act SEP, 15 key step for crypto regulation. The Senate's decision on the Clarity Act could significantly shape the future regulatory landscape for digital assets in the U.S. The post-Senate to vote on Clarity Act SEP, 15 key step for crypto regulation appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, fifth, from Be in Crypto, crypto app No One's shuts down after sanctions, affecting 2.5 million users. No One's has shut down, telling users to withdraw funds immediately. The team warned that balances tied to the platform may be flagged after August 23. The peer-to-peer marketplace served more than 2.5 million users in 3 years. Sanctions costed essential partners, leaving withdrawals as the only function still running. No One said it worked to resolve and remove the sanctions, but failed. Blockchain monitoring providers then classify its wallets and transactions as high risk. This has made it difficult for the platform to process transactions and operate normally. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Slate. Everyday crypto users face monthly tax bills on total asset value if covered brokers fail to collect under new Illinois rules. Illinois' 0.2% digital asset tax, scheduled to start January 1, 2027, now faces another industry complaint as brokers prepare for a levy tied to the value of customer assets rather than their gains or service fees. Blockchain Association and the Crypto Council for Innovation said they filed the complaint on August 21 in the Circuit Court of the 7th Judicial Circuit in Sangamon County. The filing came 1 month after the Digital Chamber announced a separate Sangamon County challenge. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your only tip of a few seconds.